This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. Presumptive Republican presidential nominee Mitt Romney recently said, "We have to have taxes that are competitive with other nations." Politicians frequently make the connection between tax rates and economic growth, something the American economy badly needs. But if we look at evidence around the world, how strong is the link between lower taxes and higher growth? We asked Marketplace's Stephen Beard to check into it.
Sweden taxes its citizens more heavily than any other country. The personal tax burden is about twice that in the US. There is an upside. Swedes don't have to worry about high-quality health care and education. Both are provided by the state. But there's a downside too, says Pierre LeBlanc, a tax expert with the OECD in Paris.
Countries raising a higher share of their revenues through personal income taxes and Social Security contributions tend to have, on average, lower rates of economic growth.
Take Denmark, another very high tax country. In the first decade of this century, the Danish economy grew by only 4.5% over that entire period. Low taxes, on the other hand, seem to have the opposite effect. Matthew Sinclair of the UK's Taxpayers Alliance.
Lower taxes, there's a very, very strong academic literature, official literature, showing that they are associated with higher economic growth.
Look at Australia and New Zealand. Personal taxes there are lower than in the US, and economic growth has been significantly higher. But John Christensen, who campaigns against tax evasion, is not persuaded.
There isn't a clear pattern as such.
He says there are too many exceptions. Low-tax Portugal with its abysmal growth record. And what about the US, a relatively low-tax country which between 2000 and 2010 actually underperformed Sweden?
So there's no evidence that high taxes slow down rates of growth or that low taxes stimulate higher rates of growth.
Opinions are divided on this issue, but John Whiting of the Institute of Taxation says one thing is certain. High rates of personal tax can drive rich and talented individuals away.
If you do pluck too many feathers from the goose, it may waddle off and lay its golden eggs somewhere else.
In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.